Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Councillors in Galway are calling on government to allow them charge visitors to the city, to Galway City, a hotel bed tax. For more on this, I'm joined by Michael Crowe, who's a Fianna Fáil councillor on Galway City Council. Michael, you're very welcome to the programme. How much do you think you could wring out of them?
Well, we just did the finance department in Galway City Council, Cormac, did an estimation based on hotel rooms only, and at a charge of €2 per night per room, it would see a revenue of in or around approximately 1.7 million annually.
And you say, let's go for this then. Are Galway City Council looking to charge or levy just hotels, or would it be for hostels and B&Bs as well?
Well, I believe it should be sector-wide. The report we got initially, and it is only an initial report, was just an analysis of the hotel rooms to give us an indication of the kind of revenue we would raise. It is, for clarity, what we've done is €2 per room per night. So, I suppose it's a common tax across Europe, or probably across the world. For example, in Manchester, on April the 1st, it came into effect. In May 2023, Scotland published the Visitor Levy Scotland Bill, which is currently working through their houses and it's being considered. We would need Galway City Council, and as far as I'm aware, any other local authority in the country would need national legislation in order for us to do this. So that's the first hurdle that would have to be jumped.
And would you set it, by the way, first of all, I know you've written to Michael McGrath, the Minister for Finance, on this. Have you received any response yet?
No, not as yet. Separately, there's an in-house report being done up by Galway City Council, which will be presented to the members at the September meeting. That will give further clarity on this, and we will take it from there then.
And would you like it set at €2? Or would you like it a little bit higher? Imagine if it was €4, you'd nearly get €4 million.
Imagine if it was 10.
But no, imagine if it was 20. Now you're talking, Michael. Let's ring these boys for all we can get. Now, in all seriousness, what would you use it for?
Well, first of all, I think it's interesting, Cormac, because the other side of the coin is that the analysis we've done at €2 per night is only for hotel rooms, which would bring in a revenue of 1.7 million. So if you were to do it sector-wide, you might be able to do it for less and bring in the same amount of money.
You'd hardly do it for less now. But if you were to do it sector wide, you would certainly get a lot more money. Why would you need it?
Well, I think my own view is that the Galway City Council, for example, can do with any increased revenue available. I mean, the cost of services annually is increasing, and therefore I think we need to keep in line with that. I think an additional 1.7 or 2 million per annum ultimately would help the city, would be benefit the city. And I think, Cormac, most importantly, I think the tax is fair. And I think any revenue measure or any tax measure in any city or country, once it's fair and equitable to people, and the other thing is, I know from talking to tourists, thankfully, there are many American tourists and European tourists around Galway this time of year. They pay this in most parts or most cities that they already visit.
But sometimes the hotel prices that they're charging are a lot cheaper, and maybe they're not paying €4 or €5 for a coffee in those other cities as well. Maybe they're not paying €6 for a pint. You know, you have to look at it in context. And yeah, €2 is cheap, but you have to look at the whole context, don't you?
Absolutely, I agree with you. And I have to say that I think that the charges that hotels, the prices that that the hotels charges around the country are exorbitant. And ultimately,
you want to add to it's that, a significant. Then?
Well, I don't want to add to it because ultimately it's the user that'll pay, not the hotel operator. So therefore, if I go to Dublin or Cork this evening or tomorrow and I check into a hotel and I have to pay the additional €2, not the hotel operator.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. So it's the end user, the visitor to Galway City, who'd end up paying €14 if they're staying for 7 nights or whatever, on top of their exorbitant bill, as you describe it.
Yes, absolutely, it would be. But to be fair, I mean, if the hotel operators are so concerned about the tourist as much as they are about this, as much as they appear to be about this small, very small levy on each individual, then I'd ask the Irish Hotel Federation to have a reflection on the prices that some of their operators charge.
Okay.
That
okay.
might be far more positive.
You're after volleying that one back to them, and let's see what they say. Let's see what the public says to 51551. Tax visitors for visiting your city. Outrageous suggestions, says that listener. I don't know if that's tongue-in-cheek or not. Brian Loud says, send your visitors to the much-neglected jewels of Drogheda and the Boyne Valley. We won't charge them a cent, says Brian. There you go. You might get your comeuppance on this one. Fianna Fáil councillor on Galway City Council, Michael Crowe. I think you've explained your position very well, though. Thank you very much indeed.